Dictation for Susan. Apple, APPLE. April 758. Address as a letter to Charlene, Charlene. Dengler, T as in David, Englernp. 773-6600. Dear Mrs. Dengler, consultation for Mrs. Apple Susan for abnormal kidney function. Comes accompanied with daughter. Susan is a retired nurse. Daughter is an active nurse. Susan has not seen a primary care for a long period of time. There has been mostly orthopedic care from prior right-sided lateral malleolus fracture. For the last 6 months, weak, mostly lower extremities to the point of multiple falls. There was worsening lower extremity edema. Daughter has noticed some memory issues. Weight is stable, prior bariatric surgery, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no esophageal reflux or abdominal pain, some constipation but no bleeding, occasionally hemorrhoids. Recently treated for urinary symptoms, infection, given Bactrim. I'm not sure if culture was done. There was no hematuria. She has a remote history of kidney stone. There is numbness on the feet, discolor of the toes, but no ulcers. Sometimes fingers are also blue, but no numbness or tingling. Denies chest pain palpitation. She's active smoker, has a chronic cough, no purulent material hemoptysis, has not required oxygen or CPAP machine, denies orthopnea PND. Next paragraph, past medical history for Ruin White, bariatric surgery like 20 years ago with stable weight at the present level around 158. She denies diabetes. Question prior hypertension, denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism. She's not aware of prior TIAs or a stroke, although there is abnormal imaging in the recent past. She's not aware of any active heart problems. There is peripheral vascular disease with prior angioplasty stent for the left femoral artery, which was occluded. Prior kidney stone after the bariatric surgery, doesn't know the type. She thinks it's uric acid. This was treated by Dr. Mills, MILLS, urology, Saginaw-Midland, like 10 years ago. No recurrence, no gout. There has been chronic neck pain and prior procedures, rhizotomy. Next paragraph, surgeries including the Ruin White, hysterectomy including tubes and ovaries for benign condition, gallbladder, lithotripsy and retrograde cystogram, left-sided femoral stent, rhizotomy procedure on the neck. Next paragraph, she starts smoking at age 16 and is still smoking one pack per day, no alcohol issues. Next paragraph, family history of kidney cancer. Father died. One of the son, kidney cancer alive. Overall, 3 kids without renal failure. Next paragraph, side effects reported to Cipro, Dilaudid, morphine, propofol. Next paragraph, present medications include thyroid, metoprolol, torsemide, prilosec, Flexeril, high dose of Nurantin at night, aspirin, atorvastatin, rare Motrin once a month. She's been consistent taking off these medications. What she has not take is all vitamins. Recently for edema was given metolazone and others. She doesn't recall. Both were discontinued. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. Present weight 158, 61 inches tall. Blood pressure was 120 over 70 on the right, 130 over 70 on the left. Bilateral cataracts. I know her from before, very pleasant. Alert orientation 3, mild decreased hearing, no respiratory distress. Distant breath sounds, but no localized RALS, no pleural effusion consolidation, no gross arrhythmia. There is no palpable neck masses, no gross carotid bruits, no gross JVD or lymph nodes. She has kyphosis, thoracic area, abdomen without distension, no pulsatile areas, no palpable libre spleen ascites. There are decreased pulses. Bilateral lower extremities, minor edema, varicose veins, cyanosis of the toes, but no gangrene, fair pulses on the wrist, bilateral. I don't see much of cyanosis of the hands, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph. Recent testing, because of the falling weakness back in May, CPK was normal, although minor increase of myoglobin, normal thyroid, negative antinuclear antibodies, C-reactive protein and sedimentation rate were high. January of this year, testing for influenza A positive. In our system back in 2018, normal kidney function, electrolyte, acid base. From McLaren, blood test from October. Creatinine is 2.11, representing a GFR of 25. Potassium elevated at 5.3, a normal sodium, acid base, a low albumin 3.2, normal calcium, liver function test not elevated, A1C at 6.5, low vitamin D at 29, low B12, 160, low ferritin, 33, normal thyroid, rheumatoid factor, antinuclear antibodies, both were negative. Hemoglobin has been normal at 14, minor increase of white blood cell neutrophils, normal platelet count, MCB at 90. September, there was a creatinine 1.8, low potassium in that opportunity and low albumin. Uric acid elevated at 10.7, normal magnesium. Minor increase of triglycerides and low HDL, LDL at 100. urine albumin creatinine ratio normal at less than 30. Back in April, creatinine 1.1. Next paragraph. October this year, there is a CT scan of the head without contrast. They reported a chronic appearance infarct on the right corona radiata. There is also chronic microvascular ischemic changes as well as intracranial vascular calcifications. Back in October 2023, compression fractures multiple level on the thoracic area. At that time, no spinal canal or neuroforaminal stenosis. Recent carotid Doppler, less than 50% bilateral. November last year, there is moderate peripheral vascular disease in the 50-99% on the right side. On the left side, they reported 100% occlusion on the left superficial femoral artery. A prior echo 2017, normal ejection fraction, at that time, minor abnormalities. Care everywhere. This is from November 2017. The presence of left-sided iliac stent. Procedure done in 2016. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. She has developed subacute renal failure within the last 6 months in a person who has active smoker and extensive vascular disease. The findings of the prior brain stroke, the findings on peripheral vascular disease and prior procedures. There is concern for renal artery stenosis, renal Doppler to be done, including a kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder. Unfortunately, she's not ready to stop smoking. She has some minor decline to cognition, which probably represents hypertension and vascular abnormalities. However, given the high dose of Neurontin in the presence of subacute renal failure, we are going to decrease the Neurontin from 900 milligrams to only 300 milligrams at night. She is to restart all her vitamins, including thiamine and B12, that she's supposed to be doing as being a bariatric surgery patient. Those vitamins can also cause neuropathy as well as some cognitive abnormalities, specifically thiamine. I did not change any of the other medications. She needs to stop the recent Bactrim, given the renal failure high risk of toxicity. We will monitor chemistries. For iron deficiency, a stool sample has been done and apparently is negative. Iron deficiency likely represents her bariatric surgery. All this is discussed at length with patient and her daughter. End of dictation.